WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood stoic guide. Ever feel like you're running a marathon of self-criticism? You know that feeling when you're constantly striving for this unattainable perfect version of yourself, judging every move, every word, every thought? Well, welcome to the club. Perfectionism is basically our internal critic on overdrive, and let me tell you, that voice can be brutal. It can sabotage your dreams, steal your joy, and leave you feeling like a complete fraud. But guess what? We're here to break free from that negativity trap. Today's episode of the Stoic Mind Gym is all about tackling perfectionism head-on, silencing those inner critics, both yours and the ones whispering in other people's ears. First things first, understanding why we fall prey to this perfectionistic monster is crucial. It often stems from a deep fear of failure or judgment, a need for external validation that leaves us feeling constantly insecure. We compare ourselves to unrealistic standards, whether it's Instagram influencers with their flawless lives or our own rigid expectations, and that gap between reality and our idealized vision breeds discontent. Number two, recognizing the futility of striving for perfection is key. Seriously, perfection doesn't exist. It's an illusion, a mirage in the desert of our minds. Think about it, even the Mona Lisa has flaws. The human experience is messy, beautiful, and full of imperfections. Embracing that reality is liberating. Thirdly, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend. Talk to yourself like you'd talk to someone you care about, offering encouragement and support instead of harsh criticism. Remember, everyone makes mistakes. It's part of being human. Learn from them, grow from them, and move on. Now, let's tackle the critics outside ourselves. Dealing with other people's judgment can be tough, especially when their words sting like a swarm of wasps. The Stoic approach here is to focus on what's within your control, your own thoughts and actions. You can't control what others say or think, but you can control how you respond. Choose to rise above negativity by acknowledging it, letting it roll off your back like water on a duck's feathers. Remember, their criticism often reflects more about them than about you. Finally, celebrate progress, not perfection. Instead of focusing on unattainable goals, acknowledge the small victories along the way. Every step forward, every hurdle overcome, is worth celebrating. The shift in perspective can transform your journey from one of constant striving to one of genuine accomplishment and joy. Speaking of real-life examples, remember that time you were preparing for a big presentation. Maybe it was a work pitch, a school project, or even just a casual toast at a friend's birthday party. You probably went over it countless times, agonizing over every word, every gesture, fearing every possible slip-up. You felt the pressure to be perfect, the need to impress, and the voice of self-doubt whispering in your ear. But what if you had approached it differently? What if, instead of striving for perfection, you focused on delivering your message with clarity, passion, and authenticity? You might have surprised yourself with the ease and confidence that came from letting go of the need to be flawless. So, remember this. You're worthy, capable, and valuable just as you are. Don't let the pursuit of perfection steal your joy and dim your light. Embrace your imperfections, celebrate your progress, and silence those inner critics. Next time you feel the urge to criticize yourself or others, take a deep breath, remember these insights, and choose kindness instead. You've got this. Join me tomorrow for another Stoic Mind Gym workout as we continue to build resilience, cultivate inner peace, and live our best lives. Don't forget to share your thoughts on today's episode, and let's keep the conversation going on social media. Until then, stay strong and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.